Nolte, Woke Lightyear has grossed just one-third of previous Toy Story chapters. By John Nolte on July 6, 2022. The Toy Story spin-off Lightyear is such a humiliating flop. It has grossed about a third of previous Toy Story chapters. As of Monday, the woke-tard Lightyear has been in domestic theaters for 18 days and grossed only $106 million. It has already fallen out of the top five, so its run is over. By comparison, after 18 days of release in 2019, Toy Story 4 sat at $310 million, almost three times Lightyear's 18-day haul. All the way back in 2010, after 18 days in release, Toy Story 3 sat at $301 million domestic, which is also almost three times as much. Even the 22-year-old Toy Story 2 was pacing ahead of Lightyear. After 18 days of release, the second chapter had earned $118 million, which is like $200 million in today's dollars, or twice what Lightyear has grossed. The original Toy Story, which was released, if you can believe it, 27 years ago, had grossed $78 million after 18 days of release, which is like $149 million in today's dollars. What should wake Disney up is the success of Minions, The Rise of Gru. Like Lightyear, the new Minions movie is the fifth chapter. Like Minions, Lightyear is a prequel. Nevertheless, over 3 days, Minions grossed more than Lightyear has in 18 days. $107 million compared to $106 million. You see, this is what happens when a pro-child grooming company like Walt Disney uses a children's animated film to sexualize young children. Since no one can force us to bring our children to the theater to have their innocence shattered, we don't. And the result? Disney loses its shirt. Well, this is Disney, so instead of a shirt, it's probably a ball gag. Lightyear will probably peter out at under $125 million domestic and $250 million worldwide. Since it cost $200 million to produce and probably another $100 million to promote, this means Disney will lose north of $100 million. Compare that to Toy Story, 1995, $223 million domestic, $394 worldwide. Toy Story 2, 1999, $246 million domestic, $487 million worldwide. Toy Story 3, 2010, $415 million domestic, $1.06 billion worldwide. Toy Story 4, 2019, $434 million domestic, $1.07 billion worldwide. And this failure of Lightyear serves what end? To add a totally inappropriate homosexual plotline to a kid's movie. Why? What's the point, other than insinuating between parent and child? Whether Hollywood wants to face it or not, homosexuality makes 90% of the public uncomfortable. And it sure as hell makes parents uncomfortable who know their kids are not ready to discuss or deal with human sexuality. Disney used to protect the innocence of children. Now Disney targets it for destruction, and it just cost the sick groomers $100 million. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.